You're listening to Radio Star Improv, part of the Radio Star Network. The following show is completely improvised. No scripts, and not even we know what happens next. This week's story, Shoot the Moon.
I want the money. I want the truth why you don't have the money, so I can judge whether or not I'm going to break your legs.
I have a big race next week, and if you break my legs, I won't be able to participate in it. This is like the championship high school race.
I borrowed the money that I gave to you. Jimbo, I am facing some very harsh...
Call me Jimbones.
Who calls you Jim? I've known
well,
you
no
for...
one yet, but I'd really like it if people
for the
start
race.
Calling me.
Are you building a reputation? You think
that's a great idea?
Hey,
yeah.
Jimbo, how's it going?
Yes. Awesome. It's already picking up. See? I just got to spread the
wait,
word.
Wait, turn around.
A little bit.
Turn.
Okay, so I wrote
yes,
it.
You wrote it on. Does that count?
It's right above my number. It's perfect.
Back to the point. I borrowed 10 grand. And
well, someone must have been very gracious to lend you that
They
money.
Were not gracious. They were mean. They said, are you sure that you want this money? And I was like, my buddy Jimbo needs it because he's
Bones.
In training. Jim Bones.
Hey, Jim Boner. Don't shoot.
Oh, fuck you, asshole.
You didn't think of the drawbacks of that, did you?
No,
so,
I'm
okay.
fully prepared to kick ass.
I'm not.
Ass
wait, this isn't
me.
Funny. Okay, I borrowed 10 grand. I gave you 8. I have the other 2. If I give him back 2, he's going to say, well, there's the interest.
Okay, a little bit of a problem. I didn't have an actual sponsor for this race. So, I had to sponsor myself. I got these great new jerseys with my new nickname
okay,
on
what
them.
I need
lots of
do...
advertising to spread this nickname around. Do you know how much, like, sports drinks cost nowadays?
8 grand.
You're not Scottish.
I am so Scottish. You have I'm the most Scottish man this entire campus
you
has ever seen.
You have to stop walking around. You're going to get beat
and
up
I
again,
Bill.
I
rock this kilt like no one before me.
Bill, you're going to get beat up again, all right? I'm not going to bail you out of jail and pay your hospital bills again. You have to stop.
Don't oppress me, man. My people are important to me, and we are a conquering people.
This is high school, all right? The place for this kind of behavior is college. Everyone's on drugs, no one minds, but you can't walk around high
your
school...
Your problem is you think too small.
This is Des Moines!
People at this school need their minds expanded. They have to learn to accept others of a different ethnic background. And there's nothing more different in this town than Clan MacGuffin.
Look down at your right leg, Bill. Now, I'm your cousin. I'm not going to lie to you. When I look at your right leg, I see a cast. I see a cast there because I think some football players shoved you down a flight of stairs.
Well, that's one way of looking at it. Probably the right one. But hey, it's all a matter of how you interpret truth.
See, that's philosophy talk. That's for college. You need to get out of high school alive first.
Look, I've only got another 6 months, 2 days, and 28 hours until graduation. Surely I can survive until then.
I didn't want it to come to this, but it has. I borrowed some money, and I bought you this gun. And since I knew it was the only one you'd carry, it's a Walther PPK with a silencer.
Ooh, that's nice.
Now, for God's sake, try to get out of high school alive.
As mothers of the school, we have a responsibility. And I want to see those numbers through the roof. 20, 40, 60,000 a day is not too much to bring in. We're boosters. Boost.
Oh, God. If I have to sit through another one of these, I'm going to kill myself.
Would you take me with you?
I heard that, too. All right. My ideas you don't like. Let's hear some of yours.
I propose that we all leave early. Everybody in favor?
Aye.
Okay. We're out of here. So,
look, there. Let me go.
I just think you've got a little too much interest in boosting things.
I was born to boost, okay? Now, since cheerleading has been outlawed in our fair city, there's nothing left for me to do but boost. And damn it, I'm going to boost.
I'll tell you what you can boost.
This is
She's
not over.
She's already boosted that.
Just either we get those numbers up or I'm stealing one of your husbands.
Principal Shermer, I don't know who else to turn to. The Ladies Booster Club is loan sharking.
In Des Moines?
You haven't given these women anything to do. I've been reading sociology books. That's very dangerous. I'm in hock to these people, sir.
So what do you want me to do?
Enforce the law, sir. Have these women arrested.
What? I'm a principal. I'm not the sheriff.
I always kind of equated them. You wear a badge.
Well yes.
And a cowboy hat. I mean, I guess I assumed You were a man I could emulate, sir, a man I could look up to, since my father was seduced away from my mother, but I guess not. I guess I've turned to the wrong person in my distress.
Tut-tut-tut-tut-tut.
I'm going to have to write the Des Moines Register about this.
No. Let's not be hasty.
So I took some of this borrowed money, sir, and thinking you might want to solve this problem, I actually bought you a gun. That's a .44 Magnum.
Dear sweet.
Like, I watched Dirty Harry on Netflix the other night.
It's
like the
heavy.
Gun. Yeah, it's loaded, sir. Please don't point that in my direction.
All right, all right.
If Clint Eastwood calls it a cannon.
I'm pointing it over here. It's all right.
I bought a holster, too, sir. Here you go.
Oh.
It's ballistic nylon. It straps on under the arm and is said to be low profile in Soldier Fortune magazine.
Oh, wait. I got to, hang on. Let's put that there.
Wow.
I
can barely see it under your camel hair blazer, sir.
Oh, yeah. This is working. Yeah.
So since your prints are on that gun, sir, and I might point out mine or not, I'm hoping maybe you could help me with my problem.
This actually might go a little beyond my pay grade.
I didn't know heroes had a pay grade, sir.
Here, Lee has been handing these things out like candy.
You know, I just bought one of these, and I paid so much money for it.
You bought a gun?
Yeah.
Is that what you're doing with the money?
No, it was to practice with the starting of the race. I bought, well, I couldn't find a fake gun anywhere, so I bought a real one. And I got, my brother has been shooting off the gun so I could
bullets
practice.
Bullets come down!
What?
When you shoot a bullet in the air, it's a piece of lead. It comes back
down.
Well, he
doesn't shoot it straight up. It would hurt us. I don't know where they land.
But if not you, somebody else, perhaps.
There's so much open space in Des Moines. I don't think that's really going to be
an
issue.
What if there's a 2-year-old playing in the
street? What if you walk into the street without looking both ways and suddenly a car comes out? I mean, it's dangerous things happen sometimes. What if you run in a race and you run too fast and you get a leg cramp and you fall and then suddenly a lion escapes from the zoo and attacks you? There are chances of things.
Honestly, go through your mind when you're holding a Ruger.
Ruger?
Yeah, that's the pistol you're holding.
Don't point it at me. Is it loaded?
Yes, it's loaded.
Oh, God, geez. Do you have a holster?
No, he said he gave them all out.
Oh.
Hey, look, Boner's got a gun.
It's not really smart to insult someone who has a loaded weapon. That's just dumb.
Yeah, but you picked a bad nickname.
What's bad about Jim Bones? Jim Bones. It's got a nice ring to it. They're just jealous.
Jim Bones.
Bones, sir.
I need the $8,000 I loaned you. I need it back.
God,
a lot.
I keep forgetting about that.
A lot.
Yeah.
Or you don't pay it back and you go shoot the head of the PTO.
What? Really?
Is she gonna shoot me?
I did not get in the fight. I swear to God, the bullet came out of the sky.
If I have to have this conversation with you one more time, I'm taking away your kilt for a week.
But I'm getting better with the bagpipes, aren't I? The cats never come by and eat anymore. That finally quit happening.
If you bring up the bagpipes one more time.
Mom, that's the thing. I need your help. I have to play tomorrow for the race.
The race.
If I don't play the bagpipes, then how are they going to know when to start the race?
The race. You know, this race thing, that booster Nazi woman has upstairs.
I can't squeeze the bagpipes with a hole through my arm. I gotta have you there with me to push on the bag so I can play. I tried to get Lee to do it, and Lee said, no, hey, I gave you all the help I can. Not touching your bag, man.
Yeah, that's the right response. You need to grow up and take some responsibility for yourself. Learn
Mom,
to fight back.
Mom, if you don't
back.
Squeeze my bag, who else will? Hello?
Hello, is this Sir William of Des Moines High School?
The Scottish Terror, speaking.
My name's Messivy, but you can call me M. I'll cut straight to the point. I'm calling from British Secret Service. Someone's been shooting holes in the moon from your area, and we need someone to check it out.
Really? Well, that sounds like something that Scotland Yard would look into. I'm just the man for you.
That's what we were thinking. We understand there's a race tomorrow, and, well, consider this an audition, sir.
All right, I'll look right into it, and if I see anyone pointing a gun at the moon, I'll give you a call back. What's your number?
Just pick up the phone. We'll be there.
Hey, Mom. Got a part-time job.
Lee, sweetie.
Yeah, Mom?
I've noticed that the stockpile of guns I had in the garage has been depleted enormously. So I'm assuming you got money for them.
It's in the basement. Some of it.
The rest of it I sort of funneled through that lady in the PTO and loaned out an interest.
What?
Well, you said there was no money for college. Just business, so, you know, well,
right.
I thought I had to
That's
do
why I was selling guns. There's got to be a way to get you into Harvard. We're going to need a lot more money than we have right now.
Well, that was my thought, all right? So it's loaned out at interest, and there's going to be... Well, there's a race tomorrow, and if things work out well, I'm hoping we'll come home with a lot more money.
Okay, but...
I created some trouble, and I took a long shot bet that two people would be killed before the race was over. It's 5 million to 1. So as long as two people die in that race, and I've circulated enough guns to make sure they will, then we'll win the bet, and we'll come home with $14 billion, okay?
Is this a specific two people or just any two people?
Any two people. It's a spread.
So if the odds are in your favor, if two people get killed before the race tomorrow...
There's 300 guns in that high school population now. People have been shooting them at the moon.
Those are good odds.
I'm gonna get a deer rifle, and I'm gonna go to that race tomorrow, and I'm gonna make sure that two people drop before the finish line.
Okay.
And then it's Harvard, here I come.
Hello, Bill.
Well, hello there. Good to hear from you.
Thank you for picking up. Did you find that suitcase of money we left in your locker?
Oh, was that from you?
Yes, it is from us. That's why it's English money.
You'd be surprised how much money gets floating around these hallways.
Listen, we have good intelligence that two people are supposed to be killed in tomorrow's race. We need you to make sure it doesn't happen. Never mind the moon, this is more important.
But I have some leads on the moon. I was going to go up to the telescope. They're having a stargazing session the night after the race. I was going to go up there and hide in the bushes with my gun.
Well, that was after the race, was it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that'll work out splendidly then. Go to the race, make sure no one dies, and then after the race, go to the what's it and do the thing.
So, do the thing after the what's it?
Make sure no one dies at the race.
You have my arm.
We'll send you to Scotland.
Get out of town.
I am very far out of town, yes.
Right now, here's 500. And wait. You know Jim Boner. He is the one with the money, the other $7,500. He's running in the race tomorrow. If he wins, which he has a very good chance of doing, we're going to come out of this with the $7,500 plus some interest for you because we're a few days late on this.
I love when you're scared how your shoulders go up to meet your ears and your chin comes down to meet your belly button.
Well, it's just hoping that this was going to work out for you because you'll make a profit.
Profit?
Yes.
Thank God.
Yes.
Otherwise, I'm going to have to steal one of those women's husbands.
You're welcome to do that, regardless of the profit motive.
No, I only like sex when it's revenge-based.
Okay.
So timeline on the money?
Race tomorrow afternoon. Money tomorrow afternoon after race. Pay you back tomorrow afternoon after race after money.
All right. But you know what happens if you don't.
Something bad?
Involving your knees.
Good. Okay. Well, no, bad. But I thought there was something else you wanted. And
no.
Good. Bad.
Unless it really upsets you.
But yes. What?
Hmm.
Please don't touch me there.
Like that?
Stop it.
How about that?
No, I'm...
Just get the money.
Now, Mom... Little change in plans. I still need your help, but I may, at a moment's notice, have to pull out my gun and take care of some business.
Your gun?
Oh, yeah. This is great beauty I got from Lee. Whoa, isn't it gorgeous?
Whoa. Hold on.
So if I see glint of metal somewhere in the crowd, I can have you blow on my horn while I go ahead and take aim with my left hand and take care of business.
Man, hand that over right now.
No, I'm afraid not. You're not authorized to carry a weapon. Scotsman code.
You learned Scotsman code from me. You can't pull Scotsman code on me.
Hey, you know, you taught me well, Mom. Thanks a lot. Back in the holster.
Hey, I'm glad
they cannot take my freedom.
Okay, tomorrow, we're just going to take a date, just you and me.
No can do. I got to save the moon, Mom.
All right. I just need you to help. It's just a couple more minutes till it starts.
I know. Here. This is
prep me up.
No, this is muscle rub that usually people
you
put
need
on
to, you need,
after.
By the way, someone scratched out the S on my jersey, and it says R now.
That's okay.
No, it's not.
everybody.
It is not okay. This
is not
okay.
Everybody calls you boner already, which is
well,
just the
final.
Well, this
is my chance to put an end to
that.
I can take this shirt off and write Jim Bones on my back if I have
right,
to.
I don't offer this.
Write
and
Jim Bones
this
on my
mean,
back. Do it.
No, I can't.
I need
listen
you to
me.
Write Jim Bones on my back.
I am going to put this muscle rub over your entire body so you win this damn race. And this is not...
I don't want to win this race and have everyone call me Jim Boner for the rest of my life.
It's too late.
No, it's not. There's still another 60 seconds for you to write this on my back. Do it.
Okay, give me the Sharpie.
Do it. Here.
Here. And here's...
Boner.
Quick.
Boner.
There.
Boner.
It's Bones. Bones. Jim Bones.
Okay, there's only 30 Boner. Seconds left, Boner. I added...
You didn't cross out the R! You have to cross out! You have to erase the R! No, I'm going to lose this
shoot
race
Shoot the gun!
I'm afraid we're not going to be able to hire you. We have passed your name on to the CIA.
It's not my fault. I mean, I was looking for a gun and... Oh my goodness gracious, I've never seen so many, There was a lot.
Well, you did shoot very many people. I saw that on CNN International.
Well, I'm getting out in probably about 30 years.
Perhaps we'll send you a steak and kidney pudding and talk again on the phone.
I like the way you talk.
Pity about the moon.
You've been listening to David Austin Gruen, Diana Brown, Christopher DeYoung, Dan Ronco, Dylan Russell, Sharon Rylander, Brian Shermer, and Dan Wilson. Theme by Nolan Cook, and it's by DJ CCP. Come hear all of our shows at RadioStarNetwork.com. This has been a Cassandra's Call production.